From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama has arrived in Beijing for a series of meetings with top Chinese leaders. He also reached out to ordinary Chinese citizens, holding a televised town hall meeting in Shanghai. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama fielded questions from Chinese college students at the Museum of Science and Technology in Shanghai, along with questions that were submitted over the Internet. The town hall itself was broadcast on the Internet and on Chinese television. Mr. Obama assured his audience the U.S. has no interest in trying to limit China's rising influence.
We know that more is to be gained when great powers cooperate than when they collide. That is a lesson that human beings have learned time and again. And that is the example of the history between our nations.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. would not try to impose its form of government elsewhere, but he did urge the Chinese government to respect human rights. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Shanghai.
Andy Brock, gunmen reportedly wearing military uniforms have killed at least 12 people in an early morning attack in a village near Baghdad. Officials say they suspect the killings may have stemmed from a tribal dispute. Violence in Iraq has fallen dramatically, but shootings, bombings, and other attacks are still common. World leaders at a food summit in Rome have adopted a declaration on fighting hunger. They've rallied around a new strategy to fight global hunger and help poor countries feed themselves. Countries have pledged to substantially increase aid to agriculture and developing nations. However, the summit did not commit to the specific figure of $44 billion sought by the United Nations. The Australian government has issued a formal apology to the so-called forgotten Australians, generations of people who were abused as children while in state care. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen has more.
Around 500,000 children were placed in foster care and state orphanages in Australia over the past 100 years, only to wind up being the victims of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse. In a rare moment of bipartisanship, opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull joined Australia's Prime Minister in apologizing on behalf of the nation.
Thousands of children, some of you taken from the other end of the world, were placed in institutions with many names, orphanages, farms, training schools, jails, called homes, although most were as far from home as one could ever imagine.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says he'll also issue an apology. Many children were sent over from Britain more than 50 years ago to help populate growing colonies in Australia and Canada. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Global stock markets are advancing today. Better than expected news about U.S. retailers lifted Asian confidence in the U.S. economy. European shares were modestly higher in early trading, while most major markets across Asia rose between 1% and 2%. From Washington, this is NPR News. Iran's president is warning the West that pressure on his country will only make Iran more powerful and advanced. In a statement posted on his website, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad reiterated that Iran's nuclear rights are not negotiable. His comments come after President Obama said time was running out for diplomacy in the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. A review of newly released census data shows small American cities are losing some of their charm. NPR's Carol Van Dam has the story.
Cities between 20,000 and 50,000 residents have lagged behind large cities in attracting higher educated residents this past decade. Back in 2000, small cities, which include little remote towns, ranked at the top in the category of people with college diplomas. Last year, they slipped to number two, with 30% of the adult population holding degrees. Medium-sized cities came in first place. Big cities were a close second. The data also show that poverty is growing in small cities, fueled in part by population growth. Yet the average median income of just over $60,000 is still higher than other places. Demographers say some of the shifts are coming from the downturn in the economy and a spike in gasoline prices, which affects people in far-flung suburbs more than commuters in big cities. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
NASA is readying Space Shuttle Atlantis for liftoff. Atlantis is scheduled to blast off shortly before 2:30 this afternoon on a mission to supply the International Space Station with big spare parts. Forecasters say there's a 70% chance that the weather will cooperate. Some 100 of NASA's fans will be twittering at launch time. Last month, NASA invited its Twitter followers to sign up online for the chance to see the launch up close. This is NPR News.